It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show. Tom Regan from Glenwood Elks here again, along
Good morning, Gabe.
Sally Friend Regan.
Good morning.
Congratulations. Has it been a year, the two of you?
16 months.
16 months. Wedded bliss.
16, right. That's exactly what I was going to say. That's the right answer. Last time Sally came in, she didn't want to be a part of the conversation.
So. No, but we're going to try to drag her in this time.
We're indoctrinating her this time. It's too late. Too late to go back now.
Too late.
So a couple things that we'll talk about today. The big one is the open house and just Elks in general. I want to say, do you do more than one open house a year? I know there are a few public events, but an actual open house.
The actual open house, we just do one a year. But we do several events that are open to the public throughout the year. This is just kind of something to show people, let people come in, see the building, learn about a lot of the projects that we have on, and just see what we're all about.
Are our members encouraged to be on hand?
So yes, we will. We'll have several members there, and we're actually calling a lot of our brand new members and asking them to come down, because sometimes after you've joined, you kind of forget about what we do and you haven't learned it all. So,
and of course, Sally would be one of those new members.
Sally
right?
is yes. one of the new members.
So you were not a member before you met Tom?
No. When I met Tom 2 years ago, I didn't know much about the Elks, except that they had been in my third grade classroom distributing dictionaries.
How long ago was that?
Oh, God. I taught third grade my last 12 years.
Okay.
So we know Tom was in my classroom.
So 10 years ago, so I know I'd been in her classroom several years in a row, but it took several years later before we finally met.
Well, that's kind of how these things happen.
But what's cool now is the last 2 years, Tom and I have distributed those dictionaries to the third graders in our valley. So that's been
Awesome. So you don't teach anymore?
I sub, but no.
Okay. All right.
Working with Tom.
I know somebody else that is a substitute, and they say they love it.
Oh, yes.
It's like more so than actual full-time teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Just love the flexibility.
Yeah.
It's like being a grandparent.
You can say no.
You can say no. You get to give the kids back.
All right, moving right along then. Open house this Saturday from at what time?
10 a.m.
Till 1.
Till 1 o'clock.
So you'll be serving lunch?
There's going to be free hot dogs, popcorn, and cotton candy. So if you consider that lunch, sure.
But definitely bring the kids.
Bring the kids, yes.
Games and
Somebody's
got to
eat that cotton candy. It's not going to be me.
Really? You're not a fan, or you just it's health-wise?
Health-wise.
Oh, okay.
Don't need that much straight
Yeah,
sugar.
I know it's not good for you, but it's hard for me to turn down cotton candy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Again, that's 10 to 1 this Saturday. Since you're having kids in, does that mean the bar will be closed?
The bar will not be open for this event.
Right.
Okay.
So it is just to come in and check out the lodge, see what it's about. We're going to have all sorts of different activities. We're going to have family bingo. We've got a basketball game for some of the kids. What else do we got?
I think the scouts are going to help us with that.
The local scout troop will be there. We'll have displays of all the different committees we have and what they do. Oh, we'll have Elroy, the dancing elk, there. Elroy is the state mascot for the Colorado Elks Association. So,
I didn't know there was such a thing.
Who would have thought?
All these years we've been talking about.
To let you know about this. But yeah, you know, you won't be able to miss him. Drive down Highway 6 and 24. Elroy's going to be out there dancing on the street.
All these years talking about the Elks, I had no idea there was a state mascot.
Yes, good old Elroy.
That's awesome. Again, that's this Saturday from 10 to 1. Again, it is a family-friendly thing, kind of a rare opportunity to bring the kids out to.
Yeah. Not that rare. That's one of the things I want to talk about is a lot of people have misconception we're not that family-friendly, and that's one of the things we want to get across to people is the Elks are a lot more than what a lot of people think.
And speaking of which, you mentioned that the scouts will be out helping. It was actually the Glenwood Elks that started that scout troop.
Yes, we hold the charter for the local Glenwood Springs scout troop. And most Elks lodges are supporters of the scouts and hold charters.
Did not realize that.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of a unique thing, but that's not the case, huh?
No, we support the scouts throughout the country.
Okay. So who's cooking the hot dogs?
I am.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So does that
I got
mean,
volunteered.
Does that mean that, right, voluntold?
Voluntold.
Does that mean that Sally's doing the popcorn?
Sally will be helping me with the popcorn, and I'll probably put her in charge of cotton candy because I can trust her not to eat it.
Right.
Will you actually be spinning it there, or will it come in bags?
Apparently we have a little...
We have a machine.
We have a machine, I'm told. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, that's so interesting.
So, yeah, I'm excited for that myself. So,
again, the idea is for folks to come out and see what the Elks are all about, and I have a conversation with current members of the Elks.
Meet some of the members. We actually have a few people that are coming over from the State Association.
Including Elroy,
yes. We'll have our state chairman for the Elks National Foundation there. The Elks National Foundation is really kind of the backbone of the Elks as far as finances go. A big, big thing. We also, hopefully, I'm expecting our state president to be attending. So
very cool.
A lot of knowledgeable people there. You can learn all about the different things Elks do and the impact we have on our community and communities all around America.
It's interesting. You mentioned that there are a lot of misconceptions about the Elks. Everybody knows that there's a bar at the Elks Club.
There is a bar there.
Right?
It's a very nice bar, too, and I like to show it off. It won't be open, but it's a beautiful bar, probably one of the nicest bars in the area.
Of course, it is a social club, so a lot of people do go there to socialize, and yet Elks are also a service club. We are in the community doing so much.
We are in the community doing so much, and that's we've talked about that in the past. Yes, we do have a very nice social quarters, and it is a good place for us to gather as fellow members and have a good social hour. We do dances, we do plays, we have all sorts of entertainment. We bring in, I think our club manager brings in a comedian at least 2-3 times a year, so we have big comedy shows. We do a lot of socializing, but out of that socializing grows our charitable work. And like I say, we are a very family-friendly area.
And not all of us drink.
And exactly,
Gabe,
yes.
My wife
does not drink.
Really?
I could probably count at least 25 people without thinking in our lodge alone that don't drink. So
there you go.
When you start looking at it as a whole throughout the country, we are a huge organization filled with a lot of diverse people, a lot of business people that are really striving to make impacts in our communities. And the social club is just a little bonus for a lot of us. It gives us a place to gather on a regular basis without just regular meetings. So,
and everybody is a little bit different. Everybody has a different goal. Some people like to be members of the Elks because they know no matter where they're traveling, they can find an Elks, they can go hang out. They can, I think you can camp in the parking lot, can't
some,
you?
Some Elks lodges have hookups. Even our lodge doesn't have a hookup, but members that are traveling through can park their RV there for a few days. And so, wherever you go in the country, it's a great socializing thing. Sally, all the women members, they can go to a club anywhere in the United States and feel welcome and safe. You know, it's always a good place. And again, I can't stress the family aspect of it. So many lodges have swimming pools, kids.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
I had no
There's
idea.
Lodges out there that are darn near country clubs. Actually, there is a lodge out there that is a country club. the Boulder Lodge has a big swimming pool. They have all sorts of community events and family events. We have family game nights at our lodge. I'll tell you, some of our best members, some of our younger members, grew up at that lodge. There, I could name so many members that are, my son, for one, he's about to be 31. Can you believe that?
it happens,
but
trust me.
He grew up at the lodge. You know, he is hanging out there back when he was 10 years old. And so many of the other members, some of our officers that are coming up, they actually grew up at that lodge. We have one of our great members. They just had a baby, and that baby is being raised by lodge members.
That kid's got more adopted
grandparents, uncles, and everything else. These people are never going to want for a babysitter in their life. They can barely get their baby back every time.
Right.
So we are really family friendly and just keep wanting to stress that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Again, you can learn what the Elks are all about by attending the open house at the Glenwood Elks this Saturday from 10 to 1. Again, bar will be closed. It is family friendly. Lots of games and that kind of thing. Plus, Boy Scout Troop 226 will be out there helping with some of these activities, that kind of thing. And don't miss Elroy the Dancing Elk.
That's right.
Take a quick break. Come back and visit a little bit more with Sally and Tom in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Tom Regan, Sally Friend Regan, members of Glenwood Elks. How long have you been a member of the Elks, Tom? I know
on,
you've – it's not always been the Glenwood Lodge, right?
Primarily the Glenwood Lodge. I demitted briefly for a year down to the Grand Junction Lodge.
Demitted?
Just to assist them. Means I just transferred my membership.
Okay.
I transferred my membership to Grand Junction for a brief period just to help them out as an officer down there. But my heart and my membership belongs to Glenwood.
Now, Sally, tell me about the conversation about you joining the Elks. I'm assuming that this has to do with getting to know Tom. I mean, you're married now for the last year and a half or so.
Yeah.
How'd that conversation go? Did you ask Tom? Did Tom ask you? You know, now that we're married, you should probably join. How did that all happen?
No, actually, I met him 2 years ago. And in one of our first conversations, I said, I recently retired teacher looking for somewhere to volunteer, and he said, boy, do I have an opportunity for you.
I just reeled that fish in.
And he was becoming exalted ruler that April. This was January.
That's right.
And I was secretary of two committees before I became a member.
No kidding.
She dove right in. She loves it.
Apparently so.
But I was impressed by the charitable works. You know, not only, like I said, the dictionaries, the scholarships to the high school kids, the disabled veteran clinics. Tom heads up the
Elk Hides
for the gloves for the disabled veterans in wheelchairs. Just, you know, the patriotic ceremonies, the holiday meals, getting boxes of food out to needy people. I mean, just so many things that I was not aware of. And the new friendships that I have made in the community.
Sure. And it's, again, as Tom pointed out, you know, there's this misconception that the Elks are a drinking club, which, of course, there is a bar there,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, including Sally, you just don't drink.
No.
And so you still make those connections. You still have the social interaction,
the
meaningful social interaction.
Yeah, when I walk in, the bartenders have my iced tea ready at the bar.
That's awesome. That's fantastic.
Not even
Arnold
locally,
Palmer,
but
or
being
just,
on state state committees too. Now Sally knows people all around the state through the lodge.
Yeah.
We've got national, so you know it's a lot of fun socializing that way too.
Actually, maybe you never know. You do this a year in advance, right? So it would be maybe next year she could be the exalted ruler.
No.
That's right.
Hey, I'm not in the chairs.
There's
I'm not
been,
an officer.
There's been a lot of husband and wives that have followed each other through the chairs. We'll see.
I imagine so. Again, the open house at the Elks this Saturday from 10 to 1. Hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy, lots of stuff for kids. So feel free to bring the kids out.
Please bring the kids down. They'll love it. You can see what it's all about. Learn about the hoop shoot, which we just had the big district hoop shoot here recently.
Sure.
Big thing for the kids, so that's why we'll have a little basketball game going, too.
That's what I was going to ask. So basketball, I assume that'll be outside.
No, it's inside. Okay. It's one of those small basketballs, shoot through the net kind of thing, score points digitally.
All right. I was thinking, you know.
Yeah, no, we're not going to have a game of pickup out in the parking lot or anything. No.
Speaking of the hoop shoot, of course, we talked about this when Kathy came in to talk about the hoop shoot. A couple local kids made it all the way, won the national hoop shoot competition, one from Glenwood and one from Rifle.
Yeah.
Which is helpful because, you know, you got the rivalry, so that way you can keep everything even because there was one from each, right?
Yeah.
That makes it so much fun, too. I mean, it really is, and that's part of what we like to do is keep the community involved.
Sure. As far as scholarships are concerned, the Glenwood Elks are in a little bit of a unique situation in that years ago you had a huge donation and you now give scholarships from the interest on that investment.
That is one of our personal lodge ones. Plus, we give out the scholarships that we can give out just as part of the Elks organization. So we give out a lot of scholarships.
I want to say it's, is it double-digit numbers?
Way high double digits. I wish I'd brought that exact number, but...
it's over 10 scholarships a year that you give out.
Yes, and we're talking thousands and thousands of dollars. But, yeah, scholarships are a real big thing. What is it? We gave away, I think nationally, we are looking at about 4.1 million in scholarships that we give out nationally.
$4 million.
$4 million.
Wow. To high school seniors, right?
Yes.
And it's, if you get it as a senior, you have the opportunity to get it.
There's different programs, and I won't pretend to understand a thing about scholarships, Gabe. I never went to college. So.
But that's just, well, here, give me a high five there. Not to say that it's not right for some people, but it wasn't right for me.
That's right.
As my grandpa would say, I went in the front door and they showed me out the back door.
Exactly. They wouldn't let me in the front door.
Actually. Oh, okay. Well, fair enough. Fair enough.
You got further than I did in college.
Well, you know, everybody's a little bit different. Again, that's just one of the programs that Elks all over the country participates in, including the local Glenwood Lodge number 2286. It's also, you mentioned that you actually were a member of the Grand Junction Lodge for a while. You're kind of helping them work through some things. It's not uncommon for people to be members of more than one Elks Lodge.
You can actually only be a member of one lodge, but can be an associate member of another lodge.
Okay.
But we all consider ourselves brothers, right. And, you know, I feel like I'm a member of the Rifle Lodge. I've spent so much time in the Rifle Lodge.
Well, Rifle, Glenwood, Aspen,
Leadville, too. I spent a lot of time in Lodge. Yeah. Idaho Springs Lodge, one of my favorites.
Really?
We've been spending a lot of time at the Canyon City and Florence Lodge.
We've been visiting
lately.
Different lodges. It's interesting.
There's a lot of favorite lodges out there. There's like, I can walk into the Florence Lodge, you know, 4 hours, 5 hours away from here. And I walk in and it's like Norm on Cheers. Going, Tom! So it's great.
That's awesome. And it's particularly the three local lodges.
Yeah.
Aspen, Glenwood, and Rifle are all very active and you work together from time to time. Particularly like the Disabled American Veterans Winter Sports
which is
Clinic.
Coming up here shortly. And,
next month, right? In March?
Yeah. And beginning of April.
April 1st, first week of April.
So, yeah, that's coming up quick. And, yeah, every lodge in the state is involved in that.
Right.
There's hardly any lodge. But, yeah, the Rifle and Glenwood Lodge really help out down here. And Aspen Lodge does amazing stuff up in Aspen, and all the Front Range lodges, they come over here and help, or they're helping with all the veterans at DIA, getting them on and off planes and buses and everything else.
If you don't actually know what's going on, it would be really easy to not realize the efforts that the Elks Lodges in the state are putting into that Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic.
It's amazing.
We're probably
one of the smallest group of volunteers for the Disabled Veterans Winter Sports Clinic. We're just there as a support staff. The amount of people, companies, sponsors, and everybody that puts so much work into the DAV, they all deserve a big round of applause. And we'll give that to them later on.
Right, yeah, exactly. Again, the open house this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Glenwood Elks Lodge out in West Glenwood. Everyone is welcome to stop by, enjoy hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy. It's all free.
It's all free.
Family bingo, basketball that we talked about with a little electronic basketball hoop. If you would like to join, what is the process for joining the Elks?
Well, just talk to any one of us, any one of the members, and we'll get to know you a little bit, and we can fill out an application and get you a sponsor and see if you're really interested. But we'd love to sit down and talk to people and find out if you really do want to join. And we hope you do, because it's a great, great organization. There's no limit to what you can or can't do when you're with the Elks as far as community projects.
And again, it's everyone's situation is a little bit different. If you want to be a member of the Elks and you never go there,
That's fine.
Maybe for special, you know, special events. But you're not expected to help out. You're not expected to show up to meetings.
There is no commitment other than pay your yearly dues, which are very inexpensive, less than $100 a year. But yeah, we'd appreciate active members, but there is no commitment on your part to do anything other than join. But we sure encourage people to join because that's what it's about, and it really makes you feel really good.
So you're not going to be calling people 6 o'clock in the morning to come down and stuff boxes on a Saturday when you're making the food distribution?
Oh, no, no, that's – no. We usually call them around 4 in the morning and give them plenty of time.
No.
We give plenty of notice when we want your help. We will ask for help, but, again, there's no commitment. But it's amazing how much fun people have when they do come down and help.
And having said that, there are so many members of the Elks that are active and do come out for, you know, to serve lunch for the winter sports clinic and that will pack the boxes of food and mm-hmm. that
but
kind
some
of thing.
Some of us are getting old, Gabe. We need some of young blood in here.
Oh, you sound like my grandpa. He had surgery when I was in high school. And so they took a couple units of blood for the surgery from him to save, right? And then I gave a pint of blood. And he kept saying the week leading up to the surgery, I need to get some of that young blood in me.
that's what we need. We want some of that young blood in the old.
Maybe not.
We'll take the old blood, too.
I was going to say, not exactly the same context. Yeah, but no, anyway, no. One final break. We'll come back and wrap things up with Sally and Tom in just a minute. You're listening to KMTS Connections. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Tom Regan, a past exalted ruler from Glenwood Elks Lodge number 2286. Sally Friend Reagan is Tom's partner for the last year and a half or so. Not in crime, just partner.
She keeps me out of crime.
Again, everyone is welcome, including bring the kids to the open house at the Glenwood Elks this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Free popcorn, cotton candy, hot dogs, plus basketball. And family bingo. So speaking of bingo, again, Elks Lodge is open a handful of times throughout the year to the public. Otherwise, it's a private club, and you have bingo nights like once a week, right?
Thursday
nights, yeah.
And again, members are welcome to come out and play.
Yes, and well, and anyone can come and play.
Oh, okay. So
that is open
so
to the public.
So bingo is open to the public.
And
okay.
That helps us to fund our charitable works that we do. So please, if you enjoy bingo, come on out. It's 6:30 is early bird on Thursdays, and then I believe the regular bingo starts at 7.
7 o'clock, and it's a lot of fun there, too. We just kind of revamped the game, started kind of a new thing at the beginning of the year. So we've got a great snack bar, a lot of fun games, a lot of fun volunteers.
Mm-hmm. And I think children 8 and up are allowed to come with their parents?
Yes.
Okay.
So, again, family friendly.
Again, that's Thursday night.
Every Thursday, early bird at 6:30. You can come in by 6, get your seat, buy your daubers, and get your lucky chair.
Daubers would be the stamp?
Those stamps.
Little,
okay.
Round.
You know about as much about bingo as I do.
Apparently.
I know dauber.
Apparently. I will tell you, here's another reason to come out for bingo night. It is not a simple thing to be able to do bingo. That's controlled by the Colorado Secretary of State, and it's considered a raffle.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. And so
we had to take classes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of people think, well, if you don't call it a raffle, then you can get, but that's not the case.
No,
if it meets the criteria, it is. And so you have gone through that class.
We are licensed and they heavily regulate it. Everything is done by the book. Mm-hmm. But hey, you have a good chance of winning money. What was our last pot, Sally?
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
Around close to $500, I
think.
So, $500 on a Thursday night? That's not bad.
Hey, not bad, right?
It'll buy you breakfast the next morning.
And like Sally said, this raises so much money for our lodge. This is where a lot of the money for scholarships comes from.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
It is.
So that's where that, if you were wondering, if you're listening to this, where that money goes, it's towards scholarships.
Part of it, yeah.
All right. Again, you can learn about and you can actually talk with members of the Elks this Saturday from 10 to 1 in this public event, this public open house. What What else should we mention about the Elks? Let's just
take a step back and look at the Elks and what they are, and we are a respectable group. Look at some of our past members of the Elks. President Warren G. Harding was an Elk. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was an Elk. Harry S. Truman was an Elk. And guess what? Flag Day became Flag Day because Harry S. Truman was an Elk when he made it a national holiday.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Has it always been June 14th, by the way? Do you know?
Yes, it has.
So Harry, we can thank Harry for that. John F. Kennedy was an Elk. Gerald Ford was an Elk. Gerald Ford's father was an exalted ruler.
I'll be darned.
Isn't that something?
Wow. Interesting. That's a lot of important people that have been members of the Elks over the years.
Well, General Pershing, he chose the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour to accept armistice. And he did that because he was an Elk and he knew that the hour of 11 held a special place for Elks.
I never heard of that. I had no idea.
The Hour of 11 is very important to Elks ever since the beginning, back in the 1860s.
And Armistice Day is World War I,
for those who passed.
And General Pershing got permission from Woodrow Wilson.
Who was also an Elk, who you just told us, right?
And they...
That's so interesting.
A lot of important things happen there. We've got entertainers, Will Rogers, Jack Benny, Clint Eastwood. We're all Elks. Who did I say? Oh, Donald O'Connor, one of my favorites. Andy Devine?
No, come on.
Way before your time. Okay. Somebody out there knows Andy Devine, and he was an exalted ruler. Okay. How about Vince Lombardi? Ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay. He was one. Whitey Ford?
The name is familiar.
Mickey Mantle?
Yeah, okay.
Elks?
Interesting.
Isn't that amazing?
It's so interesting how many times you and others have been in from the Elks, and I'm still learning things about Elks I didn't know about.
Me too.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck, I hear, just joined the Elks, and he's a member of New York City Lodge Number 1.
Huh. No kidding.
That's what I just heard.
Oh, that is so cool.
He joined a couple of years ago is what I hear.
And again, Elks, this long history, now an international organization, right?
No, not necessarily international, okay. No. Okay. We are a strictly American group, although there is a Canadian Elks Association.
Yeah. Okay, well, close enough.
No, we are strictly American.
But going back to the 19th century, as mm-hmm. you kind of mentioned there.
1867.
Was Lodge Number 1 in New York.
Yeah.
The one that Ben Affleck
actually it became the Elks Lodge a little bit later than that. At first it was the Jolly Corks, but a few years later we chartered as the Elks.
Speaking of which, Elroy, the Jolly Elk, will be doing a little bit for the kids this Saturday as well at the open house. Again, that's 10 to 1 Glenwood Elks Lodge. Everybody is welcome. It's absolutely free. Come out. Hot dogs, popcorn, cotton candy. For the kids, and I'm sure you could borrow
lots of nice people mm-hmm. that you can meet, and we look forward to meeting everybody mm-hmm. out there.
And games and prizes for the kids.
Games and prizes for the kids,
freebies.
Family bingo, basketball, and again, Boy Scout Troop 2286, I'm sorry, Boy Scout Troop 226 will be out there as well, helping out.
And now I will leave you with one more thing. As I said, the bar is closed for this event. However...
If you want to become a member.
When the event is over at 1 o'clock, there is a cribbage tournament, and the bar will be open to the public after 1 o'clock, and you can stay and play cribbage if you would like.
Okay.
So registration for cribbage is at 1 o'clock.
Kids can stay around,
kids
too?
Kids can stay around, yeah.
Okay.
Again, we're family-friendly. It's not going to become a frat party or anything, but you can have a glass of wine and play some cribbage.
Watch out for Elroy.
Watch out for Elroy. Yeah, that Elroy, yeah.
So, again, the cribbage tournament starts at 1 o'clock this Saturday afternoon as well.
Yes.
I'm going to play a little crib, as my dad would call it, or cabbage.
There's no football now. What else?
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Might as well play cribbage.
I don't know. The last month or so, I wasn't really paying attention anyway.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I guess, you know, good for the Chiefs, whatever. Back to that whole rivalry thing we were talking about earlier. Again, Saturday, 10 to 1 is the open house. The cribbage tournament after that, everybody is welcome, including the kids. And
especially the kids.
Okay.
Especially the kids.
Okay. Especially the kids. Even if they can't become members now, when they are old enough, you want them to
remember. We're counting on them for the future.
There you go. In many different ways, right?
In many different ways.
Tom Sally, it's good to see you.
Thanks, Gabe.
You guys are pretty happy together, aren't you?
Yeah, we're real happy together.
Yeah, you can usually tell the body language when couples come in. You guys are doing pretty good.
And Gabe, if we could just send a shout out prayer to Kathy and John Yost, our fine members of the Elks Lodge, and John's in the hospital. He's doing okay, but he still needs lots of positive thoughts and prayers.
Sure, you bet. All the best.
Thanks, Gabe.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.